Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
A recent study carried out in Sweden found that 1 in 4 politicians there have been subjected to threats or harassment. And just last month, the leader of Sweden's centre party stepped down due to concerns over her family's safety. 3 years before, a previous leader of the centre party had to leave for the same reason. Now, both those people are women. In neighbouring Finland, female ministers receive 10 times the level of abuse on social media compared to their male counterparts. And a report issued by UCD last year found that 94% of Irish politicians have experienced something like this kind of abuse, but that women are far more likely to get it. Brian Sheehan is CEO of Women for Election. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon.
And it's worth acknowledging, yes, two men are talking about this in a studio, so you don't need to bother texting in to point out the obvious there. Why would a woman run for election in that kind of an atmosphere, Brian? Because it seems to be getting worse.
So I would say that our democracy as we know it is in danger because there are too few women in it.
Yeah.
Ireland is 96th in the world in the number of our women in our parliament. We're 22nd out of the EU, 27 in the number of women in local government. There is a massive absence of women's voices and women's lived experience in our politics. And that means that politics doesn't represent people and people get disillusioned with politics. So the statistics that you've cited are the same in most of the Western world. But one of the things we have to remember is that the vast majority of interactions with the public are respectful, even when people disagree with your politics. Robust debate is part of politics. Mm. The issue is that in some cases, they get totally people, particularly women more than men, and particularly women of colour or LGBT women, they are migrant women. They face an awful lot more harassment than everybody else. There's lots going on to address it. But unless we figure out how to manage that and address it and get rid of the causes, our democracy is in serious peril.
Yeah. What struck me about one of the things about that UCD study is that they went through the issues that prompted this debate. And, unsurprisingly, the top one was migration. The second one was women's rights. Like, there's a cohort of people who don't even want to see women in the political sphere. That seems to offend them. And now they're loud and they're small and they're a minority and, maybe they're just all crazies. But that's still a worry, because in the sense that even though most political engagement is respectful, there only has to be one bad one and God knows what could happen.
Yeah.
And it feels like we're kind of edging closer and closer to some terrible scenario like that.
There was a woman political party leader who always said that, look, for every one bad comment you get, whether it's in person on a door or on social media, you need 5 good comments to help you overcome it.
Yeah.
And I think it's right. I mean, that's a human thing. I suppose there's a couple of things. Women are the glue that holds communities together all across the country. We know them. They're in everything from tidy towns to homeless organisations to community organisations, even now to the GAA and sporting organisations. They're crucial. And somehow or other, we've built a system of politics in Ireland that means women are no longer included in our politics.
Well, were they ever?
Actually, yes, I take that back. They were never, right?
Yeah.
We had to wait. Constance Markets, the first woman cabinet minister in Ireland and indeed in Europe. And we had to wait from 1918 to 1979 to get the second one, right? Mm. This government reduced the number of women at cabinet table from 4 to 3. Like, so there's a political leadership piece here missing, not in every party, but in some parties. I suppose the key thing is what you find is that democracies that have more women, there's greater trust, that the issues dealt with are more about public service delivery. They're more about things like health, housing, education, welfare. There's far less corruption and there's a greater sense of engagement. The Oireachtas did a report a number of years ago called Unfinished Democracy, which is the absence of women from Ireland. And until we get to the space of more women at 40 or 50% on every council, on every committee in the Dáil, around the cabinet table, I think we are going to have a problem, continue to have a problem about the distrust that people feel that democracy isn't representing them, and that the issues are that we face on a daily basis, we keep talking about the cost of living crisis, that they're not going to be dealt with properly. And in that context, we need more women to run. But I suppose we have to do a couple of things. We have to tackle the symptoms of the harassment that people get, which, as you say, is there's misogyny. There's always been misogyny and sexism and racism and intolerance.
And
beyond
that, we're rape threats.
Correct.
And, you know.
Yeah. And there's... So those are usually on social media. So we have to somehow or other tackle that. And, like, we can tackle the symptoms of that all we like. We provide support for women who are either thinking about or are in public life. We're happy to help anyone. But there's lots that can be done. Like, the recommender system is very complex, but the social media company has the power to reshape our public discourse, and they're not interested in it. Hmm. And this is where governments have to step up. The second thing, I think, is we have to somehow or other restore a bit of faith in our democracy. So we need a bit of civility in democracy. We need somehow or other to go back to understanding that the point of politics is to raise and spend scarce resources according to a list of priorities. And if you want to engage, you have to engage in politics to deliver those, what you see as important, not shouting from the sidelines, or worse, the physical threats and the sexualized threats that women get.
Yeah. Now, the first point there about, like, social media is driving a lot of this, and as we know, these are big trillion-dollar multinational companies who don't care. In fact, that's how they make their money. So they're never going to stop doing that.
There was a moment when they cared. You
know? Or maybe they pretended they cared, and now they pretend something else.
Well, suddenly they had to make money out of it, and all the stuff we use for free turns out they have to make money out of it somehow, and this is what they're doing. But that's from, you know, the shocking amount of porn that's fed to kids. Like, this isn't just about politics. It's about how much of that stuff is gendered on social media. And either as a society, from the EU to the national governments, either we stand up to that or we don't. It's a difficult one, but either we do or we don't. And if we don't, we have to say, okay, then an awful lot of things as we know them are gone. But I don't think that's what people want. I really do believe that people want a better discourse. We could start with politicians on the telly being a bit nicer to each other, a bit more civil. Maybe nice is not the wrong right word. Because, you know, look, we've all seen Westminster when they shout at each other like it must be a public school or something. It's mad stuff. We don't have that at that same level here. But we need to model the kind of behaviour we want to see in politics. And we need more people from different backgrounds, diverse backgrounds, and women primarily. We need more women in politics. Unless we figure out how to get that, we're going to be 40 or 50 years before organically we've a balance of women in politics, and we'll be long gone as a country by then.
Sure. Now, but I suppose the apart from the social media aspect of it, this is now, you know, the keyboard warriors are now coming out of their mother's basements or wherever they've lived previously, and we're now seeing them on the streets. They're not afraid to cover their faces anymore. And as a society, if we want more female politicians, more immigrant politicians, people from all sorts of minorities, this cohort of people who are now emerging from the shadows are dead set against that. And, like, this isn't that, you know, we'll engage with them and they'll change their minds. That's not what the Ireland they want to see. So what do we do about those people?
So we're in a much more confrontational era, right? Mm. Whether that's politics, whether that's the debate you have in the pub, somehow or other, we've all wound ourselves up. And it's almost like you want to say, everyone, would you just take a collective deep breath, please? But that's not where we are, right? So I think what we do is we have to support women, and that's what our job in Women for Election is, to support women to learn how to manage that in as best you can, while also advocating for changes. Yes, those genies or cats are out of the bag, whatever it is. Exactly. So, but that's where we have to, like, from the state down, we have to kind of re-emphasize that politics matters. That actually, if we don't, like, we can see it. All the research says is a drive towards more autocracy. So we can see it happening over in America. Mm. You know, you'd be worried in Britain, right? So all around us, there's a greater desire for a strong, usually man leader, right? But we've seen where that leads. So there's a little bit of pausing, stepping aside and saying, is that the kind of country we want? And actually those people who are invoking hate as their way, like, that's not what Irish people are. It's not. Like, I was involved in the marriage referendum. Irish people, the key value, I would say, is the decency of Irish people. And somewhere or other, we're intimidated from going out to say we don't want that. The marches against, call it the far right for shorthand reasons, they're small enough. They're great, but they're small enough. And I think that's where we all have to say, hang on, this isn't the country we want. This isn't the country we want for our daughters and granddaughters. We need to do differently. And one of the things we need to do is reshape our politics. And that is more women.
Yeah. And perhaps not stand idly by either. Brian, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Brian Sheehan there, CEO of Women for Election.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.